Stephen King is a reference for writing. He's extremely prolific and successful. So you have to listen to what he says. He has a book on writing when he talks about his beginnings as a writer. And you can also listen to him talking about writing. More than once, he mentions Lord of the Flies as a good book. He says he read that when he was about 14. He was captured by the story. On another path, I was researching how to make an audio of a book. And in Audible, they gave Lord of the Flies as an example of a good reading by the original author. So I decided to read and listen of the Flies. It was a good experience. It starts with the story of boys. Golding writing a book about boys in an island. He started with that idea. And he said people question, why only boys? And he says, well, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm a father, I'm a grandfather. I never been a daughter. So I know about boys, so I write about boys. And he also said that he thinks that boys are more representative of society than girls. I don't agree with this point, but that's what he said. I don't agree with this because we don't even need to speculate. Here in Mexico, a few days, there was a demonstration by women. There were only women, and they were very aggressive. They went around downtown Mexico City. They destroyed a police station. Women can make a mob, too. Women can be irrationally violent. So this is human nature. It has nothing to do with men, women. We're human, and this is across sexes. You know? Not a man thing. Well, anyway, going back to the story. So the story starts just describing kind of a boy's fantasy, being without adults in an island. It starts with description of a situation, and it drifts into a symbolic essay about human nature. Golding describes as the evil on human nature. Myself, I think that the concept of evil and good is they're not real things, they're constructs. The problem is that humans, we like to think of ourselves as rational, intelligent, and empathic. And we are just animals with some technology, with some capacities. So in this story, the children, they come together and form a group and choose a leader, another boy. In the group who wants to be the leader. And this conflict between these two boys split the group apart. Not because there were actually differences between them as a group, but because there was differences between the leaders of the group. So they split in two, but then all of them, except a few, go with the boy that wanted to live in a more basic, natural way, hunting, without care of going back to civilization. And at the end, there is only one group and there is only one outsider. And the outsider is the previous leader that was the voice of civilization. And they're chasing this boy to kill him. And then they come the adults. And that's the end. That is not the end, but the beginning of the recycling of the story.